B-Pod Studios.
5 o'clock hour. Yep. It's here. 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guided Door and Window, where you get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today, 1-877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. It is still General Knowledge Wednesday, so all the calls will come down the home stretch here. The final hour of the show gets a question, and you can get two things today. Now, one person who gets the question correctly will qualify for a $50 gift card to Hooters. We give it to you of all the people that pick randomly, of all the people that got one right. And also, the grand prize, you qualify for Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer. No hockey on tonight? I'm relying on everyday hockey here. Can't be three in a row, right?
Nah, can't.
What am I going to do with, like, commercials during Phillies game? And flip their flyers.
Nah, you'll find something.
All right. Braves and Phillies. I was just looking. Something caught my eye. I'm looking at the lineups tonight, right? The first four hitters in the Phillies lineup have a combined 85 home runs.
Okay.
How many do you think the Braves have, first four hitters?
100?
134. In the first four hitters.
Well, listen,
that's production.
Their first baseman, right fielder. I understand the Phillies, but their first baseman, right fielder.
And their second baseman's got some pop.
Now, too, yeah.
All right, let's go Santino in New Jersey. What's up, Santino?
What's going on, Mike? How are we doing?
What's going on, buddy?
Nothing much. I decided to end my 97.5 strike that I've been on because the last time I called, I couldn't get FanFest tickets. I've been calling for like 103 times, literally.
Oh, man. So, they're so easy to get.
Yeah, I called 103 times to try to get FanFest tickets. And then I finally got on, and then you didn't give me any. So
Sorry, man. Listen, I'll make sure next FanFest you're in.
Oh, yeah.
All you got to do is email me and tell me you're the guy called 103 times, and I'll get you tickets.
I can screenshot you and show you my call list.
But all right.
I got two points. One, Jalen Ramsey, what are we even talking about? This is the best corner in the league. Give up whatever you got to get him.
All right, so two first-round picks are good with you.
I would give up three first-round picks. He's the best corner in the league. Mike, he's the best corner in the league.
Yeah, you're not giving up three. Come on.
I would give up three. We got a first-round pick with Sam Bradford. Come on. Sam Bradford.
Yeah, I would draw the line at two. I at first blush, I wouldn't even give up two, but now you're convincing me.
Mike, first of all, we're going to be picking in the lower half of the draft.
That's the qualifier. If you're picking 28th in two straight years, you're not going to get better value than Jalen Ramsey.
I can make a case in the next five drafts there won't be a corner as good as Jalen Ramsey. When's the last time we even seen
that? Yeah, you might be right. He's 24 years old. He's young. He fits. Yeah. Yeah, I get you.
So that's number one. What are we even talking about? Make the trade, get him in here, and then we got to get a linebacker. No one's talking about a linebacker. We got to deal with Saquon and Zeke. We need a linebacker in there.
Yeah, their linebackers haven't been good, but Grugier Hill's coming back. I don't know how good he is either. But, Bradham hasn't played well. If Bradham is playing better, I don't know if we'd be focused much on it. And Gary's half a player. He's not a good player.
We got to deal with Zeke and Saquon for the next 10 years. Yeah. We need a linebacker.
You're right. Zach Brown and Gary are mediocre, and Bradham looks like he's still hurt.
Yeah, so let's get the deal done. Howie, if you're listening, vanilla chocolate, pepperoni pizza. And we got to play more drops, too. By the way. What's going on at the station? Come on.
All right. Yeah. He wants to hear Howie.
He wants to hear more drops.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, please. like I heard four and I got excited. I said it out loud. I was like, four.
All right, man. Here's your general knowledge question.
All right.
It is famous people dead or alive.
Okay.
I'm going to go with father of Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen, Martin Sheen, dead or alive?
I believe he's still alive.
You're correct. Martin Sheen is alive. You know, it's almost like Emilio Estevez is dead. You ever hear from him anymore?
That's a violation.
What's he doing?
I don't know.
Did he retire from the industry?
No.
I think the industry retired him, but You know, like the chick from Wise Down.
Amelia.
Well, I'm just saying, I haven't heard from him in a long time.
Gordon Bombay.
I hope he's still alive.
Gordon Bombay from the Mighty Ducks.
I hope he's planning, you know, like a comeback. A new Mighty Ducks movie.
Will you miss him?
I love those movies.
I love the Mighty Ducks movies as well. Love them. Yeah. But, I mean, I don't miss
Emilio. Maybe like a Where Are They Now when Charlie Conway has his own team and Emilio Estevez.
Lou Diamond Phillips.
Is like his mentor.
Yeah. You know what's really funny about me? I don't dig the kid sports movie thing.
I don't think that's funny about you.
I was a kid. When it came out.
I guess.
Yeah. I was a kid when it came out. I loved those movies. Saw them in the theaters.
Like a lot of people love, a lot of adults love Sandlot.
I was also a kid when that came out.
All right.
I love Sandlot.
Rookie of the Year, criminally underrated.
Rookie of the Year.
I enjoyed Rookie of the Year as well. I was a kid.
Little Giants.
Loved
that
Little Giants.
Icebox.
I was a kid when that came. I loved all those
she
movies.
She was my idol.
Loved all those movies.
Yeah.
The Big Green.
Anthony in Westchester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Anthony.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's going on, Anthony?
How much, man? Now you're talking about movies. I got to ask you. So where do you draw the line for kid? How about like Friday Night Lights and the high school movies?
No, I like the high school movie. I don't like the little kid movie, like the Bad News Bears genre type. You know, the Mighty Ducks genre. I don't swing with that.
Gotcha. All right, let me ask you something. So earlier today, I heard Doug Peterson's conference. He said that he chose to get the person through a walkthrough because he wanted more guys out there.
Yeah, Anthony, you got a bad connect, and we'll put you on hold and see if you can clear up, but I wasn't getting a lot of that. Austin in Villanova, what's up, Austin?
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has, man.
How you doing?
You doing all right, Austin?
Yeah, I'm over at Vanguard.
Guys, is this the first job? First job out of Nova?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and they tell me, they keep saying, you can't be calling into the Mincinelli show. We got clients calling in here. And I'm like, well, what's more important?
You're making a good impression in your first year. Yeah, exactly, call Sports Talk when you're supposed to be dealing with clients. That's nice.
Yeah, exactly. Real quick, I know I'm way late with this, but it was a blast at FanFest. It was a great weekend. Got to finally meet Tyrone. I missed Natalie by a couple of minutes, but it was a great time. My dad and I had a blast.
Awesome, man. Glad you can make it.
Yeah. Now, I would like to bring in Jalen Ramsey because I feel like it's a perfect fit, and I feel like the skill is definitely there with him. And then it also helps when you see how badly that Darby got abused by just about every deep ball that they threw.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when you think about this team, what won them the Super Bowl, I think, in large part, was their culture, and that there was nothing that was greater than the overall product. There was no player who was too good for everybody else. And I feel like Ramsey.
I see where you're going.
With some of the ways that he conducts himself, he might disturb that balance a little bit.
Let me ask you a question. The culture cover Swift wide receivers? Yeah, sometimes you got to bust the culture for ability. That's a very important position.
It is. There's no doubt. But I got to wonder if maybe the personality of one player can upset everything that goes on around. And so, the other guys say, well, screw him. We don't want to play hard for him. And then, everything gets topsy-turvy because of it. But at the same time, you have to weigh the positives in that.
It's the last guy they brought in that was of a reputation like that. The last guy they brought in was on a Super Bowl team.
I mean,
the running back was a problem. Remember him?
Jay.
I
remember him.
He got absorbed.
Of course. But then again, he was also hurt.
Yeah, but he got absorbed. Yeah, great players when they play with good teams. See, the reason why they're disgruntled is because the team sucks. If the Jags were good, you think Jalen Ramsey would be popping off?
Probably not.
No, that's the key. All right, man, let me get to your general knowledge question.
All right.
It is 1980s movies co-stars. I give you two stars. You give me the movie. Let's go with Michael Keaton and Winona Ryder.
I want to say Basic Instinct, but no, it's not Basic Instinct.
That is incorrect. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice is the movie. Like, how's Winona doing, by the way?
She's on Stranger Things.
What is she on?
Stranger Things on Netflix, which is a huge show.
Stranger Things?
Yeah, yeah. She's great in
and
it.
That's a huge show. Yeah. No, she's fine.
Did you like her back in her day?
No.
Really?
No.
I feel like she might be your type in some weird way.
Winona Ryder?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
You already have my type in a box.
I know, but
I come up with Winona Ryder.
Maybe because I could see her like front being like the front woman for like an alt band.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, no,
she's got that like.
You
dark,
like some of those crazy women.
I like her quirkiness.
That's what I mean.
Bit,
right,
but
yeah.
The look doesn't do anything for me.
You bring her over the house and then you're checking what she stole. I feel like that would do something for you. Like, what's your take?
No. I don't want untrustable.
Well, you know, she's like a kid.
The last thing I want is untrustable.
Issue.
I got to watch to see she's stealing from me.
Just well, she's not taking the money. She's
just
the like
stuff,
a,
just
like,
a stuffed dog.
Like just
no
one
big
curtain.
Deal.
Like all of a sudden, you go to one room you don't usually go to. She took one curtain and stuffed it in her bag and left.
Yeah, I wake up. Damn!
What's going on?
Drew and Cherry Hill. Drew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Drew.
Hey, man. Long time, first time.
What's up, Drew?
I was up to Tyrone, too. I was actually at the bar a couple weekends ago, and he was shit right next to us. We didn't want to bother him.
Really?
Outside bars. Yeah. We didn't want to bother
him. What bar was this?
It was the Jug Handle. We were sitting at the outside bar.
Oh, what's going on?
What were we doing at the Jug, man? You guys hanging out?
Yeah.
Look at you, man of the people.
Yeah, man. Also, he worked with my buddy Adam before he started working with you, Mike. So,
okay.
I don't know if he remembers that, but... anyway, I just want to talk about Carson Wentz. I'm still a little iffy on him. I think he's still lacking a little bit of confidence through everything that's happened. And the only reason I say that is just some of his throws. I still think he's overthrowing some guys. And I think on that one play where Nelson Aguilar actually left the game, he threw it over his head. Nelson Aguilar caught it, but he got popped. If he would have threw it better, Nelson could have protected himself a little bit better.
Yeah,
he did miss
some throws. First half, he missed a lot of throws.
But what happened to Nelson Aguilar, I think that might be part of the reason why he alligator armed the last ball of the game. Or that last one thrown to him, which could have been a touchdown. But I just think that if Carson Wentz can tighten up those little things. I agree with you,
but like he was 8 for 9 on that drive, and he was precision, and he made a couple of great throws that we take for granted.
He was, and I agree. But also, I mean, I say he was about 50% great this season and 50% below average. I mean, the first game.
All right, that's fair. Again, he hasn't played in a long time. It's the first two games, but we're watching him. Believe me when I tell you, this fan base here, they're going to notice when he's not playing well because they're conditioned to look for that.
Yeah, I just need to see that MVP level. I just haven't quite seen it exactly. It feels like it's there at times. I just need to tighten it up a little bit. And I think if that happens, we're the best team in the NFC, hands down.
Well, so. How's everyone doing?
I hear you. All right, so there he is. It's your fold. Are you a Folesian guy?
No, not at all. I'm all about Carson.
Somebody is making an assessment that you might be.
Nah, not me.
All right, are you ready for general knowledge?
And B lost 25 pounds. Go six. But yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. 2010 movie co-stars. 2010 movie now. I'm going to give you two co-stars. You give me the movie. All right, let's go with Leonardo DiCaprio and Ellen Page.
Ellen Page.
Ellen
Page. Inception.
Yes, Inception is correct. Ellen Page was in Juno, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That was her, like... Big breakout movie,
Juno.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And she was Preggers in them, Juno, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Jennifer Garner.
Yes. Jennifer Garner. Now, Jennifer Garner, Nat.
Yes.
Is my type.
Yes.
Yeah, she's your speed.
That's right. Oh, I cherish the photo I have of me and Jenny.
You know, there's some trivia going on.
I have
around.
A photo of me and Jenny.
From where?
From the Super Bowl in New York City.
I was unaware of that.
She was tromping through the press area to promote the movie she did with Kevin Costner.
Okay. Did you flag her down?
Snuggled up to Jen.
You did?
Your little photo op.
Did you give her a line?
No. I just played it cool.
Oh.
You know, there's a big thing going
around.
Shoot
your shot, Mike.
What? I did say, better than Ben.
I'm sure that got her.
At the time, yeah.
Yeah. So, her like lead role at one time was 13 going on 30.
Mm-hmm.
Well, next year, the people who were 13 when that movie came out are turning 30.
Oh, so is that
been,
right?
Yeah, so there's been a lot of like social media things about that because a lot apparently a lot of girls who are in that range loved that movie, even though it wasn't a huge nap. Next year they turn 30, and she was in 13 going on 30. So that's like a big thing for a certain age.
Well, let me tell you something. She has never looked better than in that Visa commercial or whatever it is.
Oh, she does.
Capital One. I'm sorry. Yeah. Capital One. She looks fantastic in that commercial.
She's always flawless.
She does the venture card.
Yes, the venture card. It's got a Matt King of Prussia. Matt, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Matt.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Matt?
Hey, Tig. Haven't talked to you guys in a while, but you guys got me hyped up about Jalen Ramsey. Don't go giving me hope here. We got a shot at this, or?
Well, listen, everybody has a shot at it. I would think the Eagles, I mean, Howie is always a player for big players, right? So I would be shocked if they didn't have any interest. Now, again, he covets his draft picks. So two first-rounders may be too high of a price, but I can't believe they wouldn't be interested.
I'd be willing to pay a lot for it. This is going back a little bit, but if Ramsey's as good as as a lot of people value him, I'm looking at this like the Broncos Redskins trade a decade and a half ago, giving up a running back Clinton Portis and whoever else, whatever other picks, and you get Champ Bailey like player, Hall of Fame cornerback, shuts down half the field. How can you expect to get that in any first round?
No, you're right. This guy is maybe the best.
If we lock him up, that's a lockdown.
I hear you. Maybe the best corner in the league at only 24 years old. There's tremendous value to that.
I just can't see any picks being worth any more than he could give us. If we sign him, I'm assuming getting him would be contingent on getting him on a longer-term deal. But, hey, man, I look at him the way I look at Denver locked up Champ Bailey for that, and I don't recall the years, but
I like it. See, I like this new Philadelphia attitude, going for a player, like they're going for a Bryce Harper, going for Jalen Ramsey. I like it.
Why not? Great city. Bring him here.
All right, man. Are you ready for general knowledge?
I hope so, man.
Well, this is the general knowledge, but it's multiple choice, so you have 25% chance of getting it right. It should be easy for you. All right, let's go with... all right, this is an interesting question. Is it really true that some Amazonian rainforest tribes would collect the shrunken heads of their enemies? No, it's a myth. Yes, it's true.
Ugh. I'd rather have one. Oh, man. Couldn't give me a movie one, huh?
Sorry, man. It's actually a 50% chance of getting this right. It's not even four choices to this.
Yeah, I'd rather have something I know more about. But you know what? I'm going to say it's not true.
You're going to say it's a myth.
I'm going to say it's a myth. It seems like it's one of those urban myths.
It's true. Sorry, brother. It is true. The shrunken head.
Yeah. Yikes. How'd they do that?
They put it in hot... they wash it in hot water and then put it in a dryer.
Wait, what? What's he talking about? What kind of dryer?
That's how they did it. They washed the head in hot water. They put it in a dryer.
They don't have dryers. What do you mean?
How do things normally get shrunk? You put them in a dryer, they shrink. You ask me a question, I took a shot.
The head's rattling around the dryer. How loud that would be.
I would think they would let the head dry in the sun. Like it's some blazing sun, I would think, in the Amazonian rainforest area.
Okay, you mind putting Harry in the dryer?
Just put it in there. Put a couple more in there. You can't put a few.
It's the easiest way to dry something. It is to shrink it.
So throw in some dryer sheets.
So I never put my jeans in a dryer. Dryers are evil. Bill, Northeast Philly, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Bill.
Hey, what's up, gang?
What's going on, Bill? How you doing?
Good, good, good. Not much. Question for you. How come there hasn't been much chatter about expanding rosters in the NFL, especially with all the injuries and everything else going on? Why? It hasn't seemed like it's happened in like 10 years.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Owners have to pay salaries, right?
Right.
So if you if you expand the rosters, that's more salaries, and they would stress out in making the revenue. So that's their bargaining chip. They go, okay, here's what you get out of it, players. Here's what we get out of it. We'll have a limited 53-man roster. keeps our costs down. That would be my...
trade-off for an 18-game schedule?
Yeah, I think that's a collective bargaining negotiation, and that's just my guess. That would be the owner's side of it.
Because everything's so precautionary with concussion protocols nowadays, it just seems like the game gets sloppier as it
goes. Yeah, no, you're right. Now, if you're in the player association, you want more jobs, right?
Like, even three to a team, that would be 100 jobs for the union.
You're right. Now, if they go to an expanded schedule, that's going to have to alter.
Right.
But right now, I think that's what the owners would curtail the cost and keep it at 53. So there's just a lot of costs with a football team. You know, travel, training expenses, travel expenses, all that kind of stuff. So 53, they keep it at 53. That's an owner
thing. From the Dolphins, it doesn't seem the NFL's hurt much for money.
No, I get it. Yeah. The NFL in general is not, but like team owners still want to maximize their buck.
I get it.
Uh-huh.
Business.
Got it. All absolutely. Right. General knowledge question. Famous people alive or dead?
Okay.
You want to go there? Sure. All right. Let's go with Italian beauty and actress Sophia Loren. Alive or dead?
Alive.
That is correct. Sophia's still hanging in. How old is Sophia Loren?
She's, I think, like 80-something, and she still looks great.
Nah, I was never a fan.
Really?
Yeah. Come on, man.
Oh, she's like...
Oh, well, she's not the type.
Not my style.
She's one of my, like, all-time classic beauties.
She is?
Yeah, I like...
In an Italian way, she's a beauty.
She's 84.
I try and invoke her style.
She will be 85 on Friday.
She was with the Italian movie director for her whole life, right? She was married to the dude?
Yeah, Carlo Ponti.
Carlo Ponti.
Yes.
All right, 610-622-0975 is how you get in. We come down to home stretch of the Mike Mussinelli Show on radio and on TV. Back after this.
The Mike Mussinelli Show. The Fanatic.
All right, time for the final Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. If you're a landscaper and you're looking to repower a zero-turn or walk-behind mower instead of buying a new one, Moyer has great deals around for an edge replacement, and they have the engines in stock. Visit PaulBMoyer.com for details. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. We have over 2,700 votes on this one today. Do you think the Eagles are hiding something by canceling practice? 29% say yes. 71% say no.
All righty. Thank you very much. News that just... I just saw it in the Philly Voice. Andrew Yang is in town. Democratic presidential candidate, the rich guy, author, or lawyer.
Yeah,
entrepreneur.
I saw what he did.
You see that?
Yeah, but he...
He was in town for the Workers' Presidential Summit, so he spoke in town today. And he walked through the Reading Terminal to go to Jersey Mike's to get a cheesesteak. Is that a violation?
Yes. We respect those guys.
A chicken cheesesteak from Jersey Mike's.
Come on, man.
what was wrong with the Reading Terminal? Did he know there were sandwiches there?
No, well, he probably knew. He's walking through there because it was near where he was setting up, and then he's like, I want to get a Philly cheesesteak.
Alright.
Should have went and got it. He should have got a Denick's.
There's a lot of places to go.
If he's going
to
hit up Reading Terminal, should have got Denick's.
30th Street Station, Jersey Mike's. Alright. It's going to cost for votes.
He could go there and get, get something else.
Yeah, I mean, nothing wrong with Jersey Mike's, but I'm just saying, you're... Reading Terminal's right there. And
then there's another guy who just got to the city, works at another network. He went and got a cheesesteak hoagie for the first time rather than a cheesesteak.
Nothing wrong with a cheesesteak hoagie.
I concur.
I'm going to be honest with you.
He went and got a cheesesteak hoagie but never had a cheesesteak. You got to get the cheesesteak first.
Well,
then you do the cheesesteak hoagie.
Yeah, all right. That makes sense. Jeff in Pottsville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jeff.
Hey, what's up, Mikey?
What's going on, man?
Hey, I got a question. I was at the Phillies game Sunday, and I noticed Segura didn't run out of the ball again.
Yes, he could have had a double.
Yep. Yeah.
What was it? He didn't run. It was caught, wasn't it? I don't know. It was something like that.
Yeah.
But you're right. I was listening to it on the radio. They were going crazy about it.
Yep. But are we harder on Latinos and African-American players when they do that, do you think?
No, I think anybody who doesn't run something out, but like, it just so happens it's been, the guys who've done it have been Segura, right, and Franco has done it. I don't recall anybody else, like Harper hasn't done it. If there was a white guy that did it, we'd be all over him.
Right. I think Hernandez learned his lesson, though. He's, I know to see him hustling.
Yeah, Segura doesn't get it. The thing about Segura is that he's been traded so much that you wonder if that kind of stuff mounts up everywhere he goes.
Right. I don't think I'd bring him back next year.
No, they have to bring him back. They don't have a shortstop solution. He's in a friendly contract, so he'll be back.
Oh, okay.
That's a good call by you.
Yeah.
What did we just do? Dead or Alive? Yes. Yeah. So this is 1980s movie co-stars.
All right.
Co-stars of a movie. You give me who it is. So let's go with Morgan Freeman and Jessica Tandy.
Driving Miss Daisy.
That is correct. Nicely done there. Let's go, Anthony in Westchester. Anthony, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Anthony.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's going on, Ant?
Yeah, sorry, man. I was
That's all right. Yeah, we got you clear now.
All right, cool. So I just want to ask you about the practice and everything, that whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
I heard in the press conference, Peterson said he was afraid that some injured guys that might be able to play might get nicked up, and he wants them in practice. Yet, I just saw the report say Alshon Jeffries and Goddard didn't even participate in the walkthrough.
This is my, you can con people. Tim McManus said it was doubtful they're going to play at all, right? So if you, who are you trying to con? The other team? That, to me, I got to get my guys ready. So that's what I'm saying. The backups have to be in a practice situation. But that's just the way I look at it. I mean, he may be right. He wants to rest the other dudes.
But you're 100% right. I mean, I've been hearing all day how Ertz had to show Mac Hollins where to go on the field because he hasn't gotten so many reps to get used to it. So it really doesn't make sense that they kind of take a step back with the practice. And you guys kept playing the whole theory about Wentz. I think you might be right because somebody asked Peterson in the press conference about Wentz, and he kind of got a little angry at him.
Yeah, he got a little, and that's what Anthony was talking about today. He got a little homina sort of, he was kind of trying to joke his way through it.
Yeah, so I thought that was, and they asked him on Monday about Wentz too, and he had the same type of reaction, but I don't like it, Mike. I don't like the medical staff. I think something's not right.
All right, Jeff McClain asked the question?
Both times.
Oh, right,
so remember last year?
Jeff McClain gets under his skin. So maybe he was playing with the dude who asked.
But in McClain's defense, that's the right question to ask, right?
Yeah, it's a conspiracy theory that you're fostering, but I assume that it's a pertinent question. After the guy came out of a game, we saw him get hit many times, so I guess it's a fair question.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, man. General knowledge question for you. Chance to win concert tickets and the $50 Hooters gift card. 2010 movie co-stars.
Okay.
So let's go with... Jonah Hill and Margot Robbie.
Ooh, Jonah Hill and Margot Robbie. Man, in 2010 it came out?
2010.
Babysitter?
No. So Jonah Hill was pretty good in this. The Wolf of Wall Street, Nat.
I know it, my fave.
See, if I had gone Leo DiCaprio, Margot Robbie would have been easier.
Yeah.
Except they've done more than one movie. Well, not in 2010.
The first time I saw Margot Robbie was on movie premiere that we had access to. And the movie was horrendous. You can't even name it anymore. It was Will Smith and Margot Robbie.
No, I actually
remember that movie?
Yeah, I didn't hate that movie.
Oh, my God, dude. That was terrible, that movie.
I didn't say it won an Oscar. I didn't hate it. I thought they had good chemistry, the two of them.
Well, the movie script was bad.
Yeah.
Bad script.
Yeah, it was a terrible script, but
that's the first time I'd ever seen her. And I went, huh?
Yeah, she's got
spectacular.
She's perfect.
She has like three movies coming out soon.
Yeah?
Yeah, one including that Fox News scandal movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's in that. Oh. Along with your other favorite, Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman, is in it as well.
Uh-huh. Wow. Yeah. to my faves.
Must see.
Yes. John in Coatesville. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Mike.
What?
The guy you stiffed for the fantasy tickets made a great point. We traded Sam Bradford for a first-round pick.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, desperation, though. See, that was in desperation.
Are we not desperate? For a quarterback?
No, you're not as desperate as you need a quarterback. Like, quarterback is, like, totally desperate. You're shy of desperate. You can get away with what you have, but this will definitely make your team better.
I'm more worried about the pass rush, to be honest. Do we have a sack?
One. Jernigan got one in the first game. They didn't get
Where's
any sacks
Derek
in the last game, did they? They get any sacks against Atlanta? No? Yeah.
Where's our first-round pick, Barnett? He's done nothing.
Yeah, a lot of people are getting down on Barnett. I think he's still banged up a little bit, which is not good because he's been nicked up since he's been in this league. I don't know what to tell you, bro. I got you. All right, this is the last general knowledge question of the day. Are you ready for this? It's a multiple-choice general knowledge question. So I have to pull this one out of my hat here. Which, since we talked about the UK today, which of these noble ranks is the highest? Earl, Marquis, Duke, Baron. Who has the highest noble rank?
It's not Duke, right?
I don't think you're asking me. You got to answer the question. It could be Duke. I don't know. I can't tell you what it is.
I didn't learn this at St. Joe's. What is this?
Earl, Marquise, Duke, Baron.
Baron. I have no idea.
I'm sorry. That was probably a stupid question to ask him. It's Duke.
Yeah, it's clearly Duke.
It's, it's clearly Duke?
Yeah.
You knew this?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Well, how did you know it? I don't. I mean,
Booney knew it too.
He did. Well, yeah, Booney knows everything.
Yeah,
somebody asked him on Twitter, "Who's Booney?" You guys always refer.
Yeah, I answered
right?
him.
You
I answered
right.
Him. Yeah,
Booney's our producer at NBC Sports Philly. He gets every question right.
Not today.
No.
No, he didn't get
really.
I think
he didn't get Uranus.
He didn't get Uranus.
Oh my God, Booney!
And he didn't get one of the movie
you
questions.
Check up on Uranus.
I know.
Come
on. You think you know Uranus?
Come on. Natalie.
Oh, you think you would know?
Everybody should know Uranus.
They should know Uranus.
Gas giants in the 5 o'clock hour as well.
This is so silly. Sign up's coming our way right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic. Time for you to sound off.
Sound off. You gotta be faking me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All righty, it's time for sound off. 610-771-9705 is the sound off line. Keep that handy. You got something to say, hit us up. Leave us a message. You may make it to the big show. Let's see what we have today on Sound Off.
This is for all the people that said Jim Schwartz is hard-headed. He won't change. He needs a blitz more. He's overrated. Look what happened. He blitzed more the last two games, and we got killed for touchdowns.
Yeah. Leave the defensive coordinator alone is the message. He knows what he's doing. He did blitz, which helped him, but the one blitz hurt him. So, I like occasional aggressiveness, though.
Yeah, this team's a bunch of old people. Harry Roseman won't go out and get anybody else. You keep getting hurt. Sean Jackson comes back, couldn't wait. 1 week, and he's hurt. Alshon Jeffrey hurt. These guys are still hurt from last year. Season's over.
Come on, brother. Season's over. I don't even dignify that.
So, Mike, here's the main reason why I would trade for Randy. Let's forget about the fact that he's probably the best cover corner of football. I don't care about the fact that he talks. Other than right now, I've never seen him have this kind of issue before. Plus, you got a locker room that can probably keep him under control.
Yes, I'm in. You don't have to convince me. And I think I'm ready to say two number ones. Yeah, knock yourself out.
Dallas Keuchel, you shot off your fat mouth the other day stating that you were surprised the Phillies didn't make an offer for you. Well, guess what? You just got outdone by Mr. September, Vince Velasquez.
He does great, man, Dave. He rip, puts fire management. And when it's convenient for him, he's pro-Philly. Isn't that beautiful?
You know why Cowboys fans are freaking weasels, okay? My son's on a Little League football team that's 5 years old. We are in 4 weeks into the season already. You wait for the Eagles to lose and Dallas to win, and where Dak actually looks somber respectable, to wear a Dak Prescott jersey to football practice.
That's not good. Can't have that.
In Philadelphia area?
Yeah, you can't have that. Can't have that.
Hey, Tyrone. Bills beat the Braves last night. Come on, man. I know you want to say it. Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Now, what we talk about with Jason, 11-2, they would have to go. Really, I guarantee you that it's more likely they go 2-11 than 11-2. Isn't it?
Yes.
That doesn't mean they're going to go 2-11.
My guess
they're more likely to do that than 11-2.
They're going
to
go 7-6.
You're probably right.
We're going to play Detroit Sunday. We're going to blow them out without Deshaun or Alshon. Then on a short week, we're going to go into Lambeau without Alshon and Deshaun, and we're going to win that game. And then all these people complaining are going to call in and say how great the Eagles are, and look how good they are even without their top two receivers.
Well, I hope that that's the case. I am not convinced that J.J. Ortega or Mac Hollins can play at this. I think Mac Hollins is mediocre. I think J.J. Ortega has a chance. All right, let's close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
All right, that was Sound Off. Ron Jaworski Show follows here on 97.5 The Fanatic, live from Valley Brook Country Club. Special guest Jason Avant, so tune in. And NBC Sports Philadelphia, quick slants leading into Philly baseball. Our grand prize winner of the concert, the Hella Mega Tour, Green Day, Fall Out Boy, Weezer, is Drew in Cherry Hill. Have a great night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.